Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding at Rav Malkia Mishmei de Rav Ada. Just a few lines into the page, on the second line of the page. Rav Malkia Mishmei de Rav Ada Barava Omer. We're in the middle of discussing the various reasons for the Isser of Gvina Sakum. So Rav Malkia says in the name of Rav Ada Barava, Mepnei Shemachlikin Paneh B'Shumun Chazir. The reason that you're not allowed to have cheese from a guy is because we're concerned that he shines the surface of the cheese with pig fat. Rav Chista Amrei Shema Midino Sab Chometz. It's because they make the cheese curdle using chometz, which chometz of Novi Chavim is Asr Bachila because it's made out of Yayin Nesach. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amrei Shema Midino Sab Sraf HaOrla. No, the concern is that they make the cheese curdle by using sap of a tree that's actually Orla. So those are three different possibilities of what the reason is for the Isser of Gavinas. So the Gemara discusses Rav Nachum Rei Yitzchak and which Tana he follows. So come on, which Tana is Rav Nachum Rei Yitzchak following, that when he says that the reason for the Yisro Gvina Sakum is because they use Sraf Ha'orla, they use the sap of an Orla tree. Ki Hai Tana must be following the following Tana. Ditnan, because there's a mission in the first parak of Maseches Orla, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hama mit Bisraf Ha'orla, Aser. Rabbi Lazar says, if one is mamid, if one does cheese making using sraf orla, the cheese is going to be aser mireshu peri, because the sraf has a din of peros of an orla tree, and therefore it's going to be aser. But Rabbi Shua disagrees with him and holds that mamid b'sraf orla is mutter, because he holds that sraf does not have a din of a pri. So l'chora Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak follows Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So how can Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak be used to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua over here? So it says, no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yeshua. Even if you say Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak follows Rabbi Yeshua, it's not going to be a kasher. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't disagree with Rabbi Lazar by every sraf orla. Ad kal no polig Rabbi Yeshua, aleid Rabbi Lazar, ella bekatva de gavza. You know where he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar? Only by the sraf that comes out of the wood of the tree. That if it comes out of the wood of the tree, Rabbi Yehoshua holds that if you're then mamid gvina with it, it's going to be mutter, because that sraf, that sap, has a din of wood. Aval bekatva de peira. But that sap that comes out of the actual peros, modi, even Rabbi Yehoshua would be modi, would have a din of peros of arla, would be asr bahana, and therefore if you're mamid cheese with it, it would make the cheese asr. And that's what the Mishnah Rabbah says. I'm Rabbi Shor. Shmati beferish. I'm Mamin b'sraf ha'alin or b'sraf ha'ikarin muter b'sraf ha'pagin osim neshu peri. That if you're mamid with the sap that comes from other parts of the tree that are not the fruit, that's going to be muter. It's only if you're mamid with the sraf that comes from the fruit of the tree that it's going to be aser. So the Gemara asks that according to the two Amoraim, there's the Gvina Zakum should be aser even ba'na. The Gemara says, well, bein rachista, bein Rav Nachum Yitzchak, titaser bahana. But whether you hold like Rav Chista that the reason for the Yisr of Gvina Sakum is because they're mamid with chometz, or whether you hold that the Yisr is because they're mamid with straf arla, both of those things, both Yayin Esech and meaning both Stam Yenam and Orla are actually Yisuri Hana. So if they are what makes the cheese, then the cheese should be Asar B'Hana, not just Asar B'Achila. So the Gemara says, Kasha. Yeah, that's Taka Kasha. So the Gemara is now going to darshan the Pasuk, L'Reyach Shmanecha Tovim, Shem and Turak Shmecha, Al-Kain, Alemus Ovecha. The Gemara is going to go through a whole drash of the Pasuk, but before we get to that drash of the Pasuk, main point over here, we had three additional reasons for the Yisr of Gvina Sakum. Either they're machlikim b'shum and chazir, they shine it up with pig fat, or they use chometz of Yayin Nesach, or they use straf arla. But we don't understand why, according to those last two reasons, the cheese shouldn't be aser even b'hana'a. So now the Gemara darshan. Darsh Rav Nachman b'reid Rav Chista. Ma'idich siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Shir HaShirim, L'reach Shmanecha Tovim? So what it means is as follows. L'mat ha'mechachem dome l'tzloch ishel palyotin megula recha nodef mechusa in recha nodef. A ha'mechachem is like parsimon oil, which has a very, very pleasant aroma, and if you leave it exposed, you leave it open, the smell will get out there, but if you leave it covered, the smell is contained. And that's why why it's Shemen Turak Shemecha, when they're Megal, the plate of oil, and they move it into another kli, the smell will get out there. So the Talmud Chacham is Melami Torah to Talmidim, so then everyone will know about the Talmud Chacham, he'll have a good reputation, and it will be good for everybody. And not only that, that a Talmud Chacham who teaches other people Torah, things that up to that point were covered from him, will now be revealed to him. Shenemar alumos ahevucha, so karibe alumos, we read it as alumos, as if that which is ne'elam, that which is hidden. V'lo od, and not only that, el shemalach hamavas ohavo, that the malach hamavas will love him and won't kill him. Shenemar alumos ahevucha, karibe almaves. Alumos means al maves, on the on death. Someone who's mamuna maves is going to love him. Volo od el shenochel shnei alamos echad olamazet veechad olamabash shemar alamos karibe olamos. He'll inherit two worlds, because it says alamos, we should read it as olamos. So that's the That's the limud from the pasuk. So main point over here, a Talmud Chacham who shares his Torah will have a shem tov, a number of qualities. He'll have a shem tov. Secrets will be revealed to him, and the Malach HaMaves will leave him alone. So it seems like a pretty good idea to share one's Torah. Now, we're up to the next Mishnah here in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So we learned that there are a whole bunch of things that are Shel Ovdei Kochavim, that are Aser both Ba'Achila and Ba'Hana. This Mishnah is going to discuss those things that are Aser Ba'Achila, but Mutar Ba'Hana. Ve'el Dorm Shel Ovdei Kochavim Asurin Ve'in Yisurin Yisra'Hana. The following things are Aser Ba'Achila Midir Abanim, but they are not Aser Ba'Hana. You're allowed to sell them, get Hana from them. Shelo Kederach Achila. If milk is milked by an Ovid, a cow is milked by an Ovid Chavim, but a Jew doesn't see the milking, so you have to be choshesh that maybe he's mixing in some milk from a non-kosher animal as well. Va'pas, va'shemesh alehen, bread made by an Ovid Chavim, oil made by an Ovid Chavim, Rebbe Ubezdino hitiru hashemen, but Rebbe and his Bezdin were matir, the oil made by an Ovid Chavim. Va'shlakos, things that are cooked by a guy, the Cham Maser Ba'Achila, because of a that you might come to marry them. Ukvashin, fish or vegetables or things like that, that they leave in brine, that they leave to be pickled. Shedark al nasei satochen yain v'chometz, because normally in the pickling they put wine or vinegar, which is aser, is going to make it aser ba'achila, because we have to be choshish that there was wine put in there. Vitarius trufa, a certain type of tiny salted fish that are cut up, that are chopped up into tiny pieces. So since you can't see the fish, so you're not going to be able to identify the fins and scales on the fish, the Chum were concerned that maybe they'd mix in some non-kosher fish as well. Vitzir she'in ba dago kilbis shotetes bo. If you have fish brine that does not have in the barrel a small non-kosher fish that grows on its own, and it only grows amongst kosher fish, so if it has dagim tameim, then the dag hakilbis would not grow in it. So if you don't see that dag hakilbis, then it's a pretty good sign that there must be some non-kosher fish in this tzir, and therefore it's aser ba'achila. V'hachilak, a certain type of small kosher fish that when it's very small, you don't see the fins and scales, but it will grow the fins and scales later on. So the Chum Maser, because it's very easy to confuse them with non-kosher fish, and you're not going to be able to tell which one is kosher, which one's not kosher, because neither of them have fins and scales. The Korit Shel Chiltis, the stalk of Chiltis, which the Chum Maser, because the Goyim cut it with the same knife that they cut other things with, and we have to be choshesh that maybe there's some fat from Nevela that's on the knife that will be caught in the Chiltis. Umelach salkondis, salt that the bakers of Rome used to eat. Hare elu asurin, but vein isurin israna. All of these things are asur, but not ba'ana. They're only asur ba'achila. So now, we said in the Mishnah, one of the things that's asur is milk, that a guy milks and a Jew does not watch the milking process. So Gemara explains why is it asur. Cholav l'may nechushlo, what are you worried about with the milk? If you're worried that the guy is going to mix the kosher milk with non-kosher milk, Tahar chiver, tamei yarak. You don't have to worry because this is a different color. Kosher milk, milk from a cow, is absolutely white. Milk from non-kosher animals has more of a yellowish tinge to it. V'im yishumi aruvei, and if you're worried that he's going to mix in non-kosher milk, nekum, just try to make cheese with it and see what happens. Tamar mar, chalav tahar omid, chalav tamei, eino omid. Non-kosher milk is not going to be viable for cheese making, so you can do a simple scientific experiment to see whether it's kosher milk or not. So, says, well, you're right. If you want it for cheese making, then yeah, then you could do that test and you're fine. But over here we're talking about where you want to use the cheese, the milk rather, to put in some food of yours. You want to use it for your coffee or something. So you're not doing cheese making. So that's why you have to be suspicious and you can't just do the simple test. So the Gemara says, well, even if you want to eat it, v'nishkol milei kale v'nekum, why don't you just take a little bit out of the milk to try to see if it would turn into cheese? So the Gemara explains, kivan de b'tohar nami ikun esyove de lo kaimi, since even when you have totally kosher milk, after you turn it into cheese, there's a little bit of the milk that does not totally curdle. So you'll never know if there's also a little bit of non-kosher cheese mixed in, because there's always a little bit that's not going to curdle. Even if you do want to use it for cheese making, there may be some of the non-kosher milk that gets stuck in between the pieces of cheese that you're not going to notice. So it could be a tarov of non-kosher and kosher milk. So the Gemara explains the reason Chalav Akum is Aser is not that he'll switch it for non-kosher milk, but that he might mix in non-kosher milk and it will be undetectable even when you try to do cheese making with it. V'hapas. Then the Mishnah went on to say that their bread is Aser Bachila. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Paslo Hutra Bebezdin, that a Bezdin never came along to be Matir Pas Akum. Mechal Dikamanda Shari, that implies, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that pas was never hutar beis, it sounds like someone was matir it. So the Gemara says, how do they know to be matir it? So the Gemara says, yeah, in. There is someone who learns that there is a heter of pas of goyim. And here's how it went. The chiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar Pama chasiyatza Rabbi Lusada. He reported this story that one time Rabbi went out to the field of his Talmidim. The Hevi Ovid Chavim lefan of pas porni. And the Ovid Chavim brought in front of him a large oven full of bread. Amar Rebbe, kamen na pazu. Rebbe said, "Wow, that bread looks magnificent. Ma ra'u chacham liosra. I wonder why the rabbis wanted to asr it. It looks delicious." So Gemara explains, "Ma ra'u chachamim. What do you mean? Why did the rabbis want to asr it? We know why they wanted to asr it. Mishum chasnos. Dafka because it looks so delicious. That's why they asr it. They were afraid that you were going to come to marry the Ovdei Kochavim." So Gemara answers, "No, no." What he's really asking is, why did the Chum Asr, the Pas of a guy, in a place where you're only going to buy it every once in a while, you're out in the middle of a field, you're not even in your city, since it's not a set baker that's there, you don't have to worry that you're going to marry anybody because of that. So because of that, Maisa, Kasvurin Ha'am Hita Rebbe Pas, everyone thought, ooh, Rebbe came out with a big kula, he's matir, buying bread from people who sell it out in the field. Velohi, Rebbe Lohi Teresa Pas. Rebbe wasn't actually matir, he was just saying, I wonder why the Chacham mastered it. But they did answer it, and he was willing to abide by that Isser. Rav Yosef Yitem Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Lo Kachay Maisa. No, that's not how the story went. Ela Amru Pam Achas Halach Rebbe Lamakom Echad. One time Rebbe went to a certain place, Vera Pasta Chuk LeTalmidim, and he saw that there wasn't much bread for the Talmidim. Amar Rebbe Ein Kan Palter. And he said, what? Is there no baker around that? There's no pas? Kesvur Naam Lomar Palter Ovid Chavim. Everyone thought Rebbe was asking, why don't you just buy from the local guy? That's not what Rebbe meant. Rebbe wasn't trying to be Matir Pasakum. He was saying, isn't there at least a Paltu Yisrael around? Even if you hold the Pas Palter of the Novit Chavim is Mutter, that's only if there's no Jewish baker around. Of Makam Dika Palter Yisrael, lo. But if there's a Jewish baker around, there's no way that you're allowed to have Pas of a Palter of Chavim of a non Jewish baker. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Mandiyam Palter of Chavim, Hani Mili Basadev will be Irlo, Mishum Chasnos. He says the different Nusach, that even if you hold that palter over chavim is mutter. That's only out in the middle of the field, but not in the city where you do have to legitimately be concerned about chasnus. So Gemara tells a story. Ivu have a minakis va'achil pas abe mitzri. He was eating bread of goyim by the borders of the fields nearby the city. Amluhu Rava. So Rava said to the talmidim, Vitam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, lo tishta'u. Don't mention this teaching in the Beis Medrash in the name of Ivo, because he's someone who eats pas of goyim. So we don't want to quote him in the Beis Medrash. So main point over here, the Gemara told a couple of stories where one could have gotten the impression that Rebbe was matir pas, but in reality he was not matir pas. But there is room to that. Another main point: there is room to distinguish between pas of an ovid chavim when it's out in the field and when it's in the city, and also between when there's a Pas Yisrael available and when Pas Yisrael is not available. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the bottom line of Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis, Vashem and Shalahen.